ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3 ಪಾದ 2 ಸಂಧ್ಯಾಧಿಕರಣಂ. ಸಂಧ್ಯೆ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಆಹ ಹಿ ನಿರ್ಮಾತಾರಂ ಚ ಏಕೇ ಪುತ್ರಾದಯಶ್ಚ ಮಾಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ತು ಕಾತ್ಸ್ಯೇನ ಅನಭಿಷ್ವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಸ್ವರೂಪತ್ವಾತ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ, ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3, ದಿ 321st ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ದ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪಕ್ಷೀಸ್ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯುಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. He has only given his argument to say that Swapna is unreal, but he has not refuted Purvapakshi's argument, especially the quotation he gave from Kathopanishad. And what was that quotation? Ya yesha supteshu jagarti kamam kamam purusho nirmimanaha tadeva shukram tad brahma tadeva amrutam uchyate. Wherein it is said that Ishvara is the creator of Swapna, dream. So what is Vyasa's opinion? Ishvara creates dream or Jiva creates dream? Vyasacharya gives his reasons that Swapna Prapancha is Pratibhasika. Pratibhasika is unreal. Now Shankaracharya negates that Swapna Prapancha is real as stated by the Purvapakshi. Purvapakshi says it is real. He bases his argument on the Kathopanishad quotation that we just read. And now the question is whether Swapna Prapancha is creation of the Jiva individual or of Paramatma. And if it is of the human, if it is of the creation of Paramatma, then it should be real. And if it is the creation of Jivatma, it will be Pradipasikam and it will be unreal. So the first two lines of the Kathopanishad mantra that says, ಯೇಷ ಸುಪ್ತೇಷು ಜಾಗರ್ತಿ ಕಾಮಂ ಕಾಮಂ ಪುರುಷ ನಿರ್ಮಿಮಾಣಃ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪುರುಷ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ನಿರ್ಮಿಮಾಣಃ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯೇಷ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುರುಷ. ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ ಯೇಷ ಪುರುಷ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೇಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಕರ್ತ. ವಿ ಸಾ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಕರ್ತ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ 4th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3rd ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 10th mantra. Both are pronouns, and to which the pronoun relates to, that is our question. It is clearly said that it is Brahman, Tad Brahma in the next line. Therefore, Yesha Purushaha must mean the Paramatma only. Therefore, you should translate Yesha Paramatma Supteshu Kamam Kamam Nirmanaha Asti. This is the powerful argument of the Purvapakshi. And Shankaracharya says, no. And he disagrees with this interpretation and he says the very purpose of the mantra and all Upanishads is what? Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. And in every Mahavakyam, there must be Jivatma part and Paramatma part. And in the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam also, there is Jivatma part indicated by the Tvam Pada and Paramatma part indicated by the Tat Pada and the Asi. That indicates Aikyam. So Kathopanishad mantra also is a Mahavakyam. And it also should have Jivatma Paramatma part. And the first two lines, they talk about Jivatma part only to introduce the Aikyam. And this is going to be equated to Paramatma later. So Yesha Purushaha refers to Jivatma only as part of Mahavakyam. Somebody's thing is still, Balakrishnan's phone is still, microphone is on. Please turn it off. So Yesha Purushaha refers to Jivatma only as part of Mahavakyam teaching. For this we have several support also. The pronoun Yeshaha refers to something close by. And Paramatma is generally referred to be as what? Not that, not that, not that, not that. So Yesha the pronoun Yeshaha is the closer Jivatma, and not only that, there is a word Supteshu. And when all the organs are resolved in dream, we deal with Jivatma only, and Shastra does not study the avasthas of Paramatma. Paramatma has no avasthas. Therefore, supteshu, because it's avastha. Supteshu refers to jivatma. Yeshaga refers to jivatma only. And because of these reasons, jivatma alone is the creator of swapna prapancha. And the second two lines, they deal with paramatma only to reveal the aikyam. That is why the pronoun is also different. Yeshaha pronoun is dropped and the tat pronoun is brought up. So, yeshaha supteshu jagarti kamam kamam purusho nirmimanaha. But the next one is tadeva shukram tad brahma tadeva amritam uchyate. So tad brahma, yesha jivatma is tad paramatma. And therefore the aikyam is also related. Therefore, yeshaha purushaha refers to jivatma, and jivatma alone creates svapna prapancha. Therefore, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, the fourth chapter, third section, 10th mantra, sahahi kartha, that we read in the last class, it also should refer to the vekar jivatma only. Then Shankaracharya argues, if this argument has not convinced you, I have another Brihadaranyaka mantra also, that very clearly states that jivatma alone creates svapna. And that will stop all further arguments. And that is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 9th mantra, which says, sa yatra prasvapiti asya lokasya sarvavato matram apadayam swayam vihatyam swayam nirmayam svena bhasa svena jyotisham prasvapiti atrayam purushaham swayam jyotir bhavati. And what this mantra conveys? When the jiva goes to sleep, certainly it does not refer to Paramatma. Paramatma never goes to sleep. Jiva takes the memories from Jagrat Prapancha in the form of vasanas. God does not create, but Jiva himself, out of his own or her own vasanas, creates his or her own Swapna Prapancha. And this is a crucial mantra of Swayam Jyoti Brahmana. Actually, we discussed this elaborately when we discussed Brihadaranyaka, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. And then comes the further question, how can Jivatma create a Swapna Prapancha in dream? One reason is, it is not possible because all organs of Jivatma are resolved in Swapna. When all instruments are resolved, how you say Jiva creates Swapna Prapancha? And Shankaracharya says, do not take everything in the literal sense. It is only the vasanas thrown out in the form of Swapna Padarthas. It is not creation as creation. It is memory projection only. And the question now is, who projects the memory? If it is Jiva, he can happily project wonderful memory. How do you say Jiva is the creator? Because last class also somebody said, the dreams can be all pleasant dreams, but all kinds of dreams come. So how do you say Jiva is the creator? If so, he must have freedom to create whatever he wants. That means Jiva has no freedom to create his own Swapna Prapancha. That is true. The dream world is created by the Punya and Papa. And that is why we say some of the Prarabdha Karma also is exhausted by Punya Papam in Swapna. And then the question comes, if Swapna Prapancha is Karma Phalam, then Ishvara must create it alone. And how do you say Jiva is the creator? Because Ishvara only is Karma Phala Dhata. Shankaracharya says, even though the vasanas are selectively done based on Punya Papas, it is done under the supervision of Ishvara. And then again, the karta of Punya Papa is Jiva only. Of course, backed by Ishvara, all right, all the way. But because the Punya Papa is done by Jiva, we conclude Jiva is indirectly the creator of his own Punya Papas and also the Swapna Prapancha ultimately. And Shankaracharya enters actually into another discussion also. Here, another Purvapakshi comes with a peculiar argument. And he says that Swapna Prapancha is real. And he says it's not a mental projection. And he gives a totally different reason also. The previous Purvapakshi, what did he say? He gave a reason that Ishvara creates a Swapna Prapancha and therefore it is real. It is a freshly created new world, specially designed for you. Ishvara creates off and on and withdraws it also. That is his theory. Whereas the second Purvapakshi, he comes and he says, no, it is not like that. During Swapna, Jivatma leaves the physical body, keeping a thin thread of connection through prana. Like, you know, in Tamil we say kudu vittu kudu payarade of yogis, parakaya pravesha and all that thing. The people talk about it. They have the capacity to drop one body and occupy another body. So even Shankara's biography also, they tell such things. We don't know the true or not, but those things are documented. Similarly, this Purvapakshi argues, it is not great yogic power, everyone does. During dream, the Jivatma with the Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas and all that, he goes out, and outside what prapancha is there? Outside Jagrat prapancha is there, which is not created by Ishvara now. But it has been already created by Ishvara long before. It is not a fresh creation for this Jiva to enjoy during dream. It is already there. So it is not a current creation, but it is a past creation, which is already existing. And it is Satyam. And that Satya Prapancha, this Jivatma goes and experiences during dream. So if you dream, for example, Badrinath, what has happened? You have left the physical body and gone to Badrinath. See how nice Badrinath is. And what darshanam you have? The real Badrinath only in Jagrat Avastha. And then you come back and occupy this body and then wake up. It looks funny, but it is their view. And the most interesting thing is, this Purvapakshi also has got a Shruti Pramana for that. He quotes another Brihadaranyaka mantra, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 12th mantra. And that says, Pranena Rakshan Avaram Kulayam Bahishkulayat Amrutascharitva Sayyate Amruto Yatra Kamam Kiranmaya Purushaha Ekaham Saha. So in the second half of this, that's not relevant to us. It only refers to the Hiranmaya Purushaha, the effulgent Jiva. And what does he do at the time of Swapna dream? Bahihi Kulayati Charitva. Kulaya means Stula Shariram here, the gross body, physical body. This is elaborately analyzed in actually a text called Vichara Sagara of Nischala Dasa. It's a very Hindi version, supposed to be very, very, very nice, great work. Vichara Sagara. So this Jivatma, Kulayati Bahihi Charitva. He leaves the body and travels. Then we will wonder, if the Jiva leaves the body, it means it is a dead body. Because the Jiva leaves the body should be a dead body. Maybe by the time he comes back, after all his tours to Badrinath and all those places, the relatives and the friends, they all might have thought this guy is really gone. And the physical body might have already disappeared when he comes back. Therefore, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Pranena Rakshan. The pranas are kept in the body to take care of the body. And the Jivatma experiences, that's why I said a thin thread of prana. And the Jivatma experiences a real Jagrat Prapancha by going out of this body. This is the second Purvapakshi. And for this, Shankaracharya gives several reasons. And we will talk about 5 of them. And the first reason Shankaracharya gives is Vishamvadaha. When we experience certain places in dream, that experience does not completely tally with what actually exists there. For example, if you are really going to Kashi, the dream Kashi experience and the real Kashi experience of people in Jagrat Avastha do not tally. For example, what you saw in north, maybe in south, what you saw in west, maybe in east, all so many things can be changes, could be there. So this is called discordance. That should not be there if the same things are experienced in Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha. This is called Vishamvataha, incongruity. And the second reason he gives is, sometimes we get up in the middle, let us say. We are dreaming something. For example, when we are in Badrinath, we can take Badrinath example itself. Just as the Abhishekam is going on, Badrinarayana Abhishekam is going on, one may get up in the dream. Naturally, the Jivatma has no time to come back to this body. And so where should the Jivatma wake up? In Badrinath only. But we find in between, these are all very strange arguments. But we find that in between, the Jivatma wakes up. And when he wakes up, he is not in Badrinath, but he is at his own place where he sleeps. Actually, Gaudapada Acharya, he says in his Mandukya Karika, Pratibuddhascha vai sarvaha tasmin deshe na vidyate. This is second reason, waking up, it is different. And the third reason Shankaracharya gives is based on another Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam from the second chapter, first section, 18th mantra, where I will just only say the relevant part only. Saham yatra itat swapnaya charati, which very clearly says, during dream, Jivatma is within the nadis of the body. Nadis are in thousands, and it moves within the body only. And the same mantra also says, Sve sharire yata kamam parivartate. Sve sharire, within one's own shariram, one's own body itself, the Jivatma moves about. Sve sharire, which very clearly says that during dream, the Jivatma does not go out. And the fourth is what Purupaksha's argument is slowly, everything is negative. Then the fourth reason Shankaracharya gives is, if Jivatma is experiencing only the same Jagrat Prapancha, then you cannot explain the expression Sahi Karta. We already saw that expression. Because according to the second Purvapakshi, there is no creation of Swapna Prapancha. Why? Because Jiva experiences the same Jagrat Prapancha by going out. He goes out. Therefore, where is the question of creating a Swapna Prapancha? Therefore, na tatra ratha na ratha yoga na panta no bhavanti atha ratham ratha yoga na pataha srijate. Na tatra ananda mudaha pramoda bhavanti atha ananda mudaha prabudaha srijate. They are all created. Na tatra veshantaha pushkarinyaha sravantyaha bhavanti atha veshantan pushkarinihi sravantihi srijate sahi karta. We saw this quotation also earlier. All these will be meaningless. Srijate means created. Therefore, the fourth argument is Sahi Karta in Brihadaranyaka Mantra, fourth chapter, will be contradicted also. And then the fifth point Shankaracharya gives is, it's not an argument, how to explain the Purvapaksha's quotation. It's an interpretation. That is 4.3.12 of Brihadaranyaka, which is, what is that? Pranena Rakshan Avaram Kulayam Bhagish Kulayat Amrutas Charitvam Sayyate Amruto Yatra Kamam Kiranmaya Purushaha Ekaham Saha. That was a mantra we just read. And this mantra says, Jivatma goes out of the body. How do you explain this? Bhagish Kulayat Charitvam. This is the Purvapakshi argument. And Shankaracharya says, that does not mean physically going out of the body. But the mantra says, giving up the abhimana with the sthula sharira. During swapna, I transcend my physical body, I disown my physical personality, and that is why I do not feel the presence of my body also during swapna. And this abhimana tyagaha, the identification, the leaving of the identification with the body, physical body, something like the upasamharana, is called bahihi kulaya charana. There is no actual moving out at all. And there are some further arguments also given elsewhere. They occur in, again, Vichara Sagara, that also discusses all of them. So one argument that he gives is, if prana is going to be kept in the body and sense organs, they travel out, who will energize the sense organs? Because sense organs cannot function by themselves. We saw in Brahma Sutra itself, all sense organs get their energy from prana only. Therefore, leaving prana alone, you cannot say sense organs go out. Therefore, bahishkulaya is aupacharikam, figurative only. Therefore, what are the conclusions? First point is, swapna prapancha is not created by Ishvara. Second point is, jivatma does not go out during swapna to experience the jagrat prapancha. And the final point is, therefore, Jivatma, out of one's own Punya Papa, out of one's own Vasanas, projects an unreal universe in dream and also exhausts one's Punya Papa. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha is Pratibhasikam, it is unreal. These are the extra Abhashyam topics of Adi Shankaracharya. Now let us go to the next sutra. Because I did not discuss this portion in the last class, I wanted to get this Abhashyam topic of Shankaracharya. We will go to the next sutra. ಸೂಚಕಶ್ಚಹಿ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಆಚಕ್ಷತೆ ಚ ತದ್ವಿಧಃ. ಸೂಚಕಶ್ಚಹಿ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಆಚಕ್ಷತೆ ಚ ತದ್ವಿಧಃ. ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಸೂತ್ರ, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾದ, ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, 322nd ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಡೂ ದಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಎ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪಕ್ಷಿ ಈಸ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಸೋ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫರ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಬೋತ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೂಚಕ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ಸೂಚಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟರ್ಸ್. ಈವನ್ ನೋ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಸಮ್ ಸೈಕಾಲಜಿಸ್ಟ್, ದೇ ಹವ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಇಂಟರ್ಪ್ರೆಟ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್. Swamiji jokingly says, there are some people who are so dedicated to dream that they leave their waking state almost. For them, dream becomes more real than even waking. Whatever sciences are prevalent today, they all have some basis or other in our scriptures. Whether they call it Reiki or pranic healing, solar therapy, so many are there. Anything. You find some hint in Shastras. Even Swapna has indicators of future events. We have references in the Shastra for that. And some of the references Shankaracharya quotes, one is from Chandogya Upanishad, 5th chapter, 2nd section, 8th mantra. And another one is Aitreya Aranyakam, 3rd chapter, 2nd section, 4th mantra in the Vedic portion. And Chandogya Upanishad says, Yada karmasu kamyeshu striyam swapneshu pasyanti samriddhim tatra janiyat tasmin swapna nidarshane. Very interesting mantra. ಯದಾ ಕರ್ಮಸು ಕಾಮ್ಯೇಷು ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೇಷು ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಂ ತತ್ರ ಜಾನೀಯಾತ್ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ನಿದರ್ಶನೆ. ವೆನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡಸ್ ಅ ರಿಚುವಲ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯಾಗ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ಎ ಕಾಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮ ಹಿ ಡಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ನೌ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಾಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್. ಹಿ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ನೌ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಂಕ್ಷಿಯಸ್ ಟು ನೋ, ದೆನ್ ದ ವೇದ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲೂ. ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೇಶು ಪಶ್ಯತಿ, ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಎ ವುಮನ್, ಎ ಲೇಡಿ ಇನ್ ಎ ಡ್ರೀಮ್, ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಂ ತತ್ರ ಜಾನೀಯಾತ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ದ ಕಾಮ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಶ್ಯೂರ್ಡ್ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ನಿದರ್ಶನೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ದಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡಿಸೈರಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ಅಂಡ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಇನ್ ದ ಇಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಈ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ವೆರ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ, then the book it will be successful. That is one swapna darshana, one shastra. And there is another, this is a good one, and there is another terrible one also in the Aitreya Aranyakam that I told them just now. It says purusham krishnam krishna dantam pasyati sayenam hanti. Purusham krishnam krishna dantam pasyati sayenam hanti. Suppose in swapna, in dream, if one sees a Krishna Purushaha, a dark person with black teeth, Krishna Dantam, if he sees such a swapna, a dark person with black teeth and all, Sayenam Kanti, it is an indication that he would die soon. Thus, there are Veda mantras which indicate positive and negative results. This is Veda Pramana. Then Shankaracharya gives a Swapna Shastra Pramana also, which is not Veda, but an exclusive science called Swapna Shastra. People have spent a lot of time in interpreting dreams. They all come under Smriti Granthas. And there it is said, Kunjara Arohanadini Danyani Karayanadini Adhanyani. So, Kunjara Arohanadini Danyani Karayanadini Adhanyani. Kunjara Arohana means if you dream that you yourself are seated on an elephant, Danyan, that indicates that you will get lot of money. Then Karayanadhini, if a person dreams as if he is traveling on a donkey, then Adhanyani, one will lose all the money, all those wealth and all that things. That's what Swapnashastram says. Actually in Ramayana also, in the Trijata's dream, she dreamt of Ravana's mounted on a donkey and going and all that. So in short, the Purvapakshi quotes these Shastrams and says, if Swapna experience can reveal future events, Swapna cannot be unreal. How can unreal can reveal a real is the question of Purvapakshi. Because these shastras, they say that the unreal swapna can reveal real events. In which avastha? In future real jagrat avastha, not in swapna avastha. In future real jagrat avastha. Therefore, Purvapakshi says, swapna must be real only. Only then it can reveal the real future events. This is Purvapakshi. Then what is Siddhanta? Siddhanta says, even unreal can reveal the real. Even unreal can reveal the real. Mithya swapnaha api suchakaha bhavati. Even an unreal dream, mithya swapna, can reveal relative reality. Iti shrutehe, from shruti pramanam, it is there. Yukti pramanam, anubhava pramanam, we have all of them for that. We show that unreal can reveal the real through even day-to-day experience. For example, in fact, unreal alone can reveal, logically also, only the unreal can reveal the real Brahman. Why? Since real Brahman is only one. If real Brahman is to be revealed by any other real thing, then there should be two real things. But according to Vedanta, real thing is only one. Therefore, if real Brahman has to be revealed by something, it should be definitely not of equal reality, but should be less real only, because reality, absolute reality, is only one. Then Purvapakshi asks, then whether Guru, Shastra, they are all Paramarthika Satyam or Mithya? He is asking all these fundamental questions. Guru is, are you now saying Guru is Mithya, Shastram is Mithya? They are not Paramarthika Satyam. What are they? Vedantins say Brahman alone is Satyam. Guru, Shastram, etc. are all Mithya only. Namrityurna Shanka, Adame, Jati Bedaha, Mita Naiva, Me Naiva, Matana Janma, Nabanduhu, Namitram. Guru Naiva Shishya. Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. Then the Visishadvaitin, they ask, how can Mithya Shastram and Mithya Guru reveal Satyam Brahman? If both are Mithya Shastram, Mithya Guru, you say everything is Mithya. How they can reveal the Satyam Brahman? How can unreal reveal the real Brahman? And Advaitin has got several answers to this question. And one answer we will see here. And Vyasacharya does not answer directly, but he hints the answer. The unreal can reveal the real is the statement. And there is no illogicality in it. We regularly experience it every day. And the first example is a mirror image. When you want to know, for example, whether there is a black patch or some scar or something in your face, what do? You stand in front of a mirror, and what you see is what? Your image. Pratibimba mukha. That's what you are seeing. And the reflected face is unreal. And with the help of the Pratibimba Mukham, reflected face, you know what is there in the real Bimba, that is the Mukham, that is yourself, your face. So you see the spot in the Pratibimba Mukham in the reflected image, and you wipe out your face, not the image's face in the mirror. So you saw only Mithya Pratibimba, that is unreal, and therefore Mithya can reveal Satyam also. And the second answer is a technical answer. So we have got, for example, all the alphabetical letters. And when you want to represent in script form, it will vary from language to language. The written letter is called in Sanskrit, Rekakshara. And when you look at the Rekaksharam, you know each script has got a particular shape purely because of our imagination. Each person or group choose their particular letter and call it differently. Alphabetical letters, they are superimposed, and the line is itself is not a letter. And we have drawn a particular line, and we have superimposed, for example, the alphabet A on that letter. And the imagined letter, subjective letter, is only Mithya. It varies from script to script. Telugu script, it is different. Tamil script, Malayalam, English is different, all that. Even though Rekaksharam is Mithya, when you look at it, it reveals the Satyam Shabdaksharam. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita classes, all my classes also, different people have different textbooks in different languages. Even though letters are different, they really read Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. That's what they all read, the real Gita only. So therefore, transliterations may vary. They are all mithya, but it reveals satya. So mithya can reveal satyam, and so dream is pratibhasikam, capable of indicating vyavaharika future, and this is the answer hinted in the sutra. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. The sutra is what? Suchakaschahi shrutehe achakshate cha tadvidaha. Cha means here, though unreal, we already said earlier, unreal, we discussed about it, this is a connection. And suchakaha, suchakaha, we have to supply the dream, is the indicator. Suchaka means indicator, is the indicator of the future. Hi shrutehe, as it is understood from the shruti statement. Tadvidaha cha. Who says this? The dream experts, they also say this. Achakshate, they say so. They affirm. This is the running meme. Now let us see the significance of these words. Suchakaha. Suchakaha is a pointer or a revealer. Dream object and experiences are called suchaka. Dream is revealer of the waker's future, even though it is unreal. So waker's future is indicated, is revealed through this suchakam, this dream. It is revealer of that. And the letter, the cha, indicates even though it is unreal. So in spite of being unreal, shrutehe, because of the shruti pramanam, two mantras mentioned earlier in the commentary also, which I just said, tadvidaha. Tadvidaha, the dream experts, the smriti kartharaha, all those people who wrote the smriti granthas, swapna shastras, authors of swapna shastras, achakshate, they also declare that the unreal dream can reveal the real future of the waker. So Veda also declares and smriti also declares. Now let us go to the next sutra. Parabhidhyanatu tirohitam tato hyasyam bandha viparyayav. Parabhidhyanatu tirohitam tato hyasyam bandha viparyayav. This is the fifth sutra, second section, third pada, third chapter, 323rd running Brahma Sutra. And Shankaracharya and many other commentators, they give a particular vyakhyanam, explanation, commentary. And there is one other person who wrote a commentary called Advaita Manjari on Brahma Sutra itself. This Brahma Sutra Vritti with Advaita Manjari. It's a text. Actually, a student of Sriman Shankar, he of Chaukamba Publications, they brought this book out. And the commentary gives slightly different vyakhyanam meaning also. And that seems kind of simpler version, easy for communication and to follow. So people use it also from that. And the word meaning slightly changes. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya answers a possible doubt. And this is based on what we have seen till now. And we saw in the previous sutra that Jagrat Prapancha is real or relatively real because it is Ishvara Shrishti. And then we argued by analyzing Kathopanishad mantra that Swapna Prapancha is unreal, being Jiva Shrishti, subjective projection. Ishvara Srishti is Satyam, relatively Satyam, Vyavaharika Satyam. And you talk of superiority of Ishvara, the creator of real world, while Jiva can create only an unreal imaginary world. Because Jiva is Alpajnaha, Alpasaktiman, all that thing we know. So Ishvara Srishti is real because Ishvara is Sarva Shaktiman and he creates Vyavaharika Prapancha. But Manushya is Alpajnaha, and he can create only an unreal world lasting only for a few minutes of dream. So through all these things, you focus on Swapna Prapancham and Jagrat Prapancham. And in this process, you have indirectly established Ishvara is superior and Jiva is inferior. Now the Purvapakshi's argument is what? If Ishvara is superior and Jiva is inferior, how can you talk about Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam? He says, therefore, Jivatma and Paramatma are different. Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam is not possible. And therefore, Mahavakyam should not be taken as Pramanavakyam. He will shake the very foundation. And Mahavakyam is not Mahavakyam for Visiddhadvaitins and Dvaitins. Tattvamasi gives only nice feeling, they say. How can Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam, that is possible when their creative powers are different? This question may be asked, and Vyasacharya answers that in this sutra. The answer is what? Really speaking, Jivatma is as great as Paramatma, and both are the same only. This is the truth. Jivatma becomes inferior only because of anatma abhimana, or wrong identification with the body, and the consequent extrovertedness, mamakara, ahankara, they make the jiva inferior. And minus this mahankara and mamakara and ahankara, these two, jivatma is identical with paramatma only. Mamakara is, this is my house, this is my people, these are all my belongings, all that feeling is mamakara. I identify with my own body-mind complex that produces ahankara. And this is the answer given by these two sutras. Now let us see the running meaning of this sutra. Parabhidhyanatu tirohitam tato hyasyam bandha viparyaya. That is the sutra. So tirohitam tu, the nature of what? The nature of jiva we have to supply is covered. Parabhidhyanam means due to identification with the external world. This refers to mamakara. And bandha viparyaya, misconception and bondage. Bandha is bondage, misconception viparyaya. Asya, of this jivatma, tatahahi. They are indeed because of that. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of all these words. Paravidhyanat means absorption or involvement. Abhidhyana. Abhimana of the anatma prapancha. Identification of the anatma prapancha and anatma body mind complex. Tu means indeed. It is not intrinsic difference. It is only an incidental difference from Paramatma. Intrinsically they are same. Incidentally, because of the medium, there are differences. Tirohitam means concealed, covered, unknown, it's veiled. And Jivatma, oneness with Paramatma is concealed. What is concealed? The oneness, the Aikyam of Jivatma and Paramatma is concealed or veiled or covered because of what? Mamakara. Tataha hi, because of that concealment alone or because of that reason alone, that is the cause of all the problems. Even though he is creator, he has become a creature because of this veil, this tirobhavam. For Bhagavan, there are 5 karmas they have set. Srishti, Sthiti, Layam, Tirobhavam and Anugraham. This covering the truth as it is. And with Ishwara Anugraha only, one can try to realize also the truth. So even though this Jiva, he is creator, he has become a creature because of this covering. And the problem is not with Paramatma, and it is the problem of Jivatma only. Viparyayaha, misconception, misidentification. It is wrong self-conclusion about myself. And I have come away from Lord. All these misconceptions are called viparyayaha. Bandha means every misconception is a bunch of problems. Now let us go to the next sutra, which talks about ahankara. So this sutra talked about mamakara, and the next bandham is ahankara. That is going to be told in the next sutra we will read. Deha yogadva saha api. Deham yogatva saha api. It's the 6th sutra, 2nd pada, 3rd chapter, 324th running Brahma Sutra. And the sutra of the previous sutra is amplified here. The question is what? How the mamakara comes? Mamakara is absorption in the family, all my belongings, possessions, and it is the product of ahankara. Mamakara is the product of ahankara. Ahankara is deha vimana, which will lead to putra abhimana, putri abhimana, patni abhimana, all of those. So you will find abhimana spread and it begins with what? I am the body notion. I am connected to my mother with the physical body. Without physical body, I have no connection of the body. Not even sukshma shariram. Ahankara causes mamakara and both cause separation and the separation causes all these things. However, Vedas, what they say, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. Now we'll see the word analysis. Deha Yoga Dva Saha Api. Deha Yoga Dva Saha Api. Saha Api. It is due to identification with the body. Deha Yoga means Abhimanaha, identification. And this is different with respect to Parabhidhyana. This is Deha Abhimana. Parabhidhyana is different. That's what was said in the previous sloka. There it is Prapancha Abhimanam, and here it is Deha Abhimana. Prapancha Abhimanam is Mamakara, and Deha Abhimanam is Ahankara. Api. Api indicates the twofold Abhimanas, that and this. Saha, that separation and the problems put together is called Samsaraha. And this indicates separation from Lord, and it indicates misconception, bondage. And these three put together is called samsara. Misconception, bondage, and all that things. Separation, everything, the body, abhimana, mamakara, all together. Mamakara, ahankara, and all this. And ajnana kale, at the time of ajnanam, there are seemingly different. They are seemingly different. And jnana kale, at the time of wisdom, they are factually the same. So from the Jnani's angle, Shastra talks about Aikya. Vyavaharika Drishtya, we talk of difference. So in the context of dream, Aikya is not kept in mind. And therefore I say, superior Paramatma takes superior waking and inferior Jivatma takes inferior dream. And all this is viewed from Vyavaharika Drishti, not from Paramatika Drishti. Do not take Mahavakyam in this context and get confused. That is what Vedantin tells to others. With this, the sixth adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next topic. So with the completion of the sixth sutra, we have completed the first adhikaranam of the second pada of the third chapter called Sandhya Adhikaranam. And as we said in the introduction, this pada is meant for Tvampada Vichara, analysis of Jivatma, as a preparation for Mahavakya Vichara Tattvamasi. In the introduction of this chapter itself, I taught. Tvampada Vichara is sadhana for Mahavakya Vichara, which is the sadhana for Jnanam and Moksha. So the Jivatma is associated with Avastatraya, the three Avastas, Avastatraya Vishishtaha. And after analysis, we established that it is not associated with Avastatraya, and it is the illuminator of Avastatraya. It is not associated with Avastatraya, but it is the illuminator of the Avastatraya. Being an illuminator, it is free from Avastatraya. It is Asanga Atma. When we see it is Avastatraya Vishishtaha, it is Tvampada Vichararta. And when you say that there is no relationship with that, then it is the Lakshyartha. So Sangha Sahita Atma is Vachyartha, Sangha Rahita Atma is Lakshyartha. When you associate with Avastatrayas, it is Sangha Sahita Atma, that is Vachyartha. Sangha Rahita Atma is Lakshyartha. So as part of that, Swapna was analyzed in this Adhikaranam, and it was called by the name Sandhya. Sandhya Sthanam and all Sandhyam, Tritiya Sthanam, all that thing we saw earlier. Sandhyam Tritiya Sthanam means Swapna. And Swapna is Pratibhasika Satyam. And it is less real than Jagrat Prapancha. And Vyasacharya sees Jagrat Swapna as two orders of reality. And Jagrat is higher Mithya. Swapna is lower Mithya. I told you that day the example of an intelligent liar and a foolish liar. Some people argue Jagrat also is Pratibhasika. But we say Jagrat is Vyavaharika Mithya and Swapna Prapancha is Pratibhasika Mithya. By showing Swapna is Mithya, Vyasacharya establishes Jivatma cannot have association with Mithya Prapancha. By showing Swapna is Mithya, Vyasacharya establishes Jivatma cannot have association with Mithya Swapna. How can I be related to unreal thing? Paramarthika Satyam. Therefore, Atma is Asanga Chaitanyam. So through Swapna Vichara, Jivatma is revealed as Asanga Chaitanyam by inquiring into the dream prapancha. From this, we also can extend to other two avasthas, namely Jagrat avastha and Sushupti avastha also. By extension, we say Atma is not associated with the other two avasthas also. Jivatma is avasthatraya sambandha rahitaha. It has no sambandha at all with all the three avasthas. Even though we dealt with Supna avastha so far, but the other two avasthas also we can say. And once I claim I am avasthatraya sambandha rahitaha, then it is easily claimed Aham Brahma Asmi. Once I claim I am avasthatraya sambandha rahitaha, then it is easy to claim Aham Brahma Asmi. So whenever you feel I am uncomfortable with Mahavakyam, what is the reason to be unhappy? Miserable, I cannot be happy. I think of me like that. You connect yourself with the Jagradavastha misery or Sopanavastha misery. And you detach from avastha, I can be comfortable. When you associated with all these avasthas, Jagradavastha, Sopanavastha, all those things, then you have prapta. Once you detach from avasthas, Aikyam is comfortable. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is comfortable. Therefore, the essence of this adhikaranam is what? Avasthatraya sambandha rahitaha jivatma. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Tattabhava adhikaranam. This is the second topic of this particular chapter. Tattabhavo nadishu tatshrutehe atmani cha. Tattabhavom Nadishu Tachrutehe Atmanichan, 7th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 325th Running Brahma Sutra. So the state of dreamless sleep is now discussed. That state of dreamless sleep, Sushupti. I'll give you first the general introduction to this Adhikaranam with two sutras. And in this Adhikaranam, Vyasacharya analyzes Sushupti Avastha. And with respect to Sushupti Avastha, there are some controversies regarding the Shruti Vakyams as to where the Jivatma is located in Sushupti. There is a controversy because different Upanishads give different statements. There is a Chandogya Upanishad statement from the 8th chapter, 6th section, 3rd mantras. Tad yatra etat suptaha samastaha samprasannaha swapnamna vijanati asu tada nadishu srupto bhavati tamna kaschana papma sprishati tejasahi tada sampanno bhavati. Tada nadishu srupto bhavati. At the time of sleep, in the nadis, the jivatma abides or remains. This mantra says, nadis is ashraya for the jivatma. And there is another mantra in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that is the second chapter, first section, 19th mantra. It says, atham yada sushupto bhavati yada na kasya chana vedam hita nama nadyaham dvasaptatihi sahasrani kridayat puritatam abhipratishtante tabihim pratyavasrupyam puritate shete. Sagata kumarova maharajova mahabrahmanova atignim anandasya gatvam Shayitam Yeva Meva Yesha Yetat Shete. So Puritati Shete. These are two words we are focusing. Puritat, that is the thin membrane that covers the Hridayam, the heart. Jivatma resides or lies. Puritat becomes Ashraya. That thing becomes the Ashraya for Jivatma in Sushupti. Jivatma lies there. And there is another mantra also in Brihadaranyaka, second chapter, first section, 17th mantra. It says, Yaham Yeshontar Kridaya Akashas Tasmin Chete. Jivatma stays within the space in the heart. And according to this mantra, Kridaya Akasha is Ashraya of Jivatma. And there is a fourth mantra also from Chandogya, 6th chapter, 8th section, Uddalaka and Aruni, that conversation. Uddalako Haruni Shvataketum Putramu Vacham. Swapnantam me somya vijana vijaniha vijanihi itim yatraitat purushaham swapiti namam sata somyam tada sampanno bhavati somapito bhavati tasma dhyanakam swapiti ityachakshate swamhi apito bhavati sata somya tada sampannaha bhavati. At the time of sleep, jivatma merges into sad brahma. Jivatma dissolves into Sadbrahman. That means Brahman or Paramatma becomes the Ashraya. So in each quotation, I'm giving different places as location, as the Ashraya support. Four Ashrayas are mentioned in Sushupti, and which one is correct? That is our question. And if you take one Shruti Vakyam as correct, the other Shruti Vakyam will become wrong. One can have only one location. Many locations are not possible. So if you take one location, the other statements will become falsified. Sleeping is easy, but to find out the location of sleep is very difficult. Yeah, there are so many quotations. And the Purvapakshi says, why cannot we accept all the four at different times? Jivatma thinks where to go today. Maybe a choice of Jivatma. This is called Vikalpartha. It is Jivatma's choice, he says. In any one of the four, during each Sushupti Avastha, I can choose and go. So this is the general introduction of this Adhikarana. Now let us enter into the first sutra. Here Vyasacharya says, Jivatma primarily has to reside in Paramatma only because of various reasons. He gives a few reasons. During Sushupti, Jivatma loses his individuality and it is provided by our experience. Father is not father, mother is not mother. That we lose individuality, that is clear during Sushupti. That means resolution of Jivatma, it is called Layaha also. Then we have to apply a general rule. Whenever a thing resolves, it should resolve into the Karanam, which is its nature. Karane or Swarupe Layaha. Karanam is Swarupam and Swarupam is Karanam. Ornament is to resolve in gold because gold is the Karanam. Similarly, waves have to resolve into water because water is Karanam. So all Jivatmas are born out of Paramatma only and Paramatma is the Karanam and therefore Jivatma has to resolve into Paramatma only. So the Shruti statements, they also prove all this. During Sushupti, Jivatma resolves all the Punya Papam. Brihadaranyaka, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 22nd mantra. Atra pita apita bhavati, mata amata, lokaha aloka. Devaha, adevaha, veda, aveda, atrasthenaha, asteno bhavati, brunahaha, abrunaha, chandalaha, achandalaha, polkasaha, apolkasaha, shramanaha, ashramanaha, tapasaha, atapasaha, ananvagatam punyena, ananvagatam papena, tirnohi, tada, sarvan, chokan, hridayasya bhavati. All are very strong statements. During sleep, Jivatma is not associated with punya papas. It is possible only if Jivatma merges into Paramatma. Because Paramatma is Punya Papa Rahitaha. Jiva is not, Paramatma is. So we can explain Punya Papa Atitattvam only if we accept Jivatma merges into Paramatma. Anywhere else Jivatma goes, it will be Punya Papa mixture only. Therefore, Jivatma has to merge into Paramatma essentially. And this is stated in several other places also. In Chandogya 8th chapter, 3rd section, 2nd mantra also. Ata ye chasyeham jiva ye cha pretam ye chanya dichanna labatem sarvam tadatra gatva vindatem atra hasyaite satyaha kamaha anrutabhidhana satyadapi hiranyanidhim nihitam akshetrajnaham upari upari sancharantonam vinde Vinde Yurevam Imaha Sarvaha Praja Aharhar Gachanta Evam Yetam Brahmalokam Navindati Andrutenahi Pratyudaha. All these mantras we have discussed in detail, so I don't go to discussions here. I only give summary. So every day Jivatma merges into Brahman during Sushupti, but without knowing. It is like a person walking over a treasure house. Something treasure is hidden somewhere, he walks over there without knowing treasure is underneath. And again, Prashnopanishad also, there are other mantras here, 4th chapter, 4th section. Yaduccha vasanihim swasa veda veta vahuti samam nayatiti sasamanaha manoha vava yajamanaha ishta palame odhanaha sayenam yajamanam aharahar brahmagamayati is only important for us. Jivatma is taken to Brahman every day during Sushupti Avastha. Because of these reasons, Jivatma must be abiding in Paramatma only during Sushupti. And Sangharacharya, he goes one step further. In fact, even in other two states also, in the Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha, in the Swapna Avastha also, Jivatma stays in Paramatma only, which is its Swarupam. Ornament resides in gold, even before ornaments are made. If everything abides in its Swarupam, all the time, why should Upanishad say Jivatma resides in Paramatma in Sushupti? Why should particularly say? No need. Sushupti is specified because in Sushupti alone, the notion of difference is dropped. Even though I am ever united with Paramatma, in Sushupti alone, I drop the notion of difference. While in Jagrat, I am one because of the notion there is seeming difference. In Jagrat, I know there is seeming difference. Whereas in Sushupti, the notion of difference is to be dropped. To indicate the absence of the notion, Sushupti is taken as the example. In fact, Jivatma stays in Paramatma in all states. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Sushupti is specified. It may create an idea also that may there are difference. And once you say, for example, water is in the pot. Water is different, pot is different. Water is located and pot is the location. So the Adaya, Adhe, all those relationships will come. And then I say, Jivatma resides in Paramatma. One thinks Jivatma lies over Paramatma, all kinds of imaginations. So Shankaracharya says, Jivatma resides in Paramatma should be understood as what? Jivatma resides as Paramatma. The in should be understood as Paramatma. Paramatma rupena avatishtate. So having dropped the notion of limitation, Jivatma abides in Paramatma means Jivatma abides as Paramatma itself. That is why after Sushupti Prakriya, the Upanishad says, Tattvamasi in Chandragya. We have seen these discussions. So you are abiding as Paramatma in Sushupti. Therefore, you are Paramatma only. You are in the real nature and so you are Paramatma. Then what about the four Shruti statements? Are the four Shruti statements, the third and fourth are no problem. Four says Paramatma is Ashrayam, the Chandragya Upanishad 6th chapter 8th section, first mantra. And that fourth mantra says Paramatma is Ashrayam itself. And the third one relates to Hridaya Akasha, which is another name for Brahman. That also is given in the Upanishads. We have seen that. Therefore, three is no problem. One and two, that is said Paramatma resides in Nadi. Among the four quotations we gave, one and two say Paramatma resides in Nadi. And Shankaracharya says that also should be added. You have to take all the three and you should do the Samuchaya. Jivatma is in Nadi, Jivatma is in the Puridhatam, in Brahman, not Vikalpa, and do Samuchaya. It rests in all the three. Now the question comes, how can Brahman reside in all the three? When you say it's all these three is correct, how can Brahman reside in all the three? And Shankaracharya says, need not necessarily sustain. He gives an example, and he's, for example, a person sleeps in the house. You can say he sleeps in the house, he sleeps in the bedroom, he sleeps on the cot. So Samuchaya you do. So all the three can be equally correct. First, there are general locations. First one, and then there is specific location. The house, bedroom and all, there are general locations, but the cot is a specific location. So there is this Puritat, membrane acetylene covering this cot. In the Puritat and Nadi, that is enclosed consciousness, that is Brahman. We call that Avachana Chaityam, Chaitanyam. So just like water is in the pot, that means water is the general location and water is located in space, that alone and space alone accommodates water. Water is in the space conditioned by the pot. Similarly, Jivatma is the consciousness which is conditioned by the Nadi and the Purita. Therefore, all the three locations are correct only. In the combination of the three, one is specific and the other three are general locations. This is the answer given by Vyasacharya and commanded by Shankaracharya. And now we will do the word analysis in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om shri krishna arpanamastu.